Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Take a moment and think about electricity. What's interesting is that the same electricity that powers your lamp next to your couch, your table, bedside table, is the same electricity that turns on something larger, such as your dryer, your washing machine, it runs your refrigerator. See, the electricity has the same amperage to it. But what dictates how that amperage, I don't even know if that's a word, by the way, what dictates how it's going to be used is what it runs into. So the container for it. You can have a lamp that's got a 40-watt light bulb or one that's got a 100-watt light bulb. The electricity is the same. It's what it is running to empowering. Okay, so what about your emotions? Your emotions are electricity. Your subconscious mind, which runs all of your habits and patterns, must have an energy source. And emotions are that energy source. If you think about somebody who is disassociated or cut off from their emotions, they're sitting like a lump on a log on the couch. They're not brushing their teeth. They're not taking a shower. They're not getting dressed. They're not feeling anything for whatever reason. And they're also not engaging anything because they don't have the emotions that would get them up and moving. So your subconscious mind must have emotions. But it also has to go by a law of like creates like. So if you have angry emotions, then it seeks physical expression. Every emotion you have seeks physical expression. And so that could be anger. Here's what's wonderful about anger. When it's healthy and functional, it simply means a boundary's been violated. And so we need to look at what are our boundaries. Do we need to express them in a clearer way? Do we need to address somebody who is not paying attention to those boundaries? Do we need to escalate it to where they need to understand this is something? Because remember, we're looking at it very healthy and functional. This is something that cannot be crossed. And if it is, there will be consequences. So all the negative emotions that we have that we would consider bad, anger, situational depression. I'm not supposed to say regular depression because that's a diagnosis code that means that you're supposed to be on drugs. So situational depression, wink, wink, wink. Okay. Overwhelming sadness, grief that we just can't seem to get over. All of these emotions have something very important that they want to tell us. And it's what's known as five to buy into any type of habit or pattern. We've got five buying indicators. Is it going to help us experience more status, this emotion? Is it going to lift us up and elevate us? Now, we can look at status in a negative way and say, is it going to lift us up above people? Or is it going to lift us up in a healthy way above our circumstances? Control. Are we going to use that emotion to point our fingers at others and say, my life will only be better when you change? Or are we going to point it at ourselves and say, what is it that I need to do to upgrade? Then we've got freedom. And this is the ability to express ourselves in a healthy way, or do we express ourselves by giving people the middle finger Then there's relationships. Are they ones that help us reveal us at our very best, or are we used as a doormat? And then fairness, justice, what's truth? Does it help us understand that maybe some of our beliefs were incorrect and we can upgrade them, or are we going to continue to sabotage with what we've accepted as wrong? Okay. The negative emotions in your life are expressed through these five channels. You can either use it to bring yourself out at your very best, or you can use it to be suppressed and repressed once again. If you want more information on this, go to drewdonferguson.com/2021. drewdonferguson.com/2021. And until then, begin to use those negative emotions and light your life up even brighter, because you switched out to the light bulb to one where you can actually see what's going on.
I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart, has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis.